Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You hear him overnights right here on 610 Sports Radio, and he joins us each and every Thursday, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio.
That's right. We got the Super Bowl coming up. Did you recognize that or realize that? The Super Bowl's coming up. The Chiefs are in it with the San Francisco 49ers. And Ben, what's kind of the national buzz on this one?
It's too early to tell yet, but there is some buzz for the Chiefs. I would say there's more buzz I've heard from people around the people that contact me from the overnight show with Patrick Mahomes. It seems like it's all about Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Will he finally get the monkey off his back and get that Super Bowl win to cement his legacy? We talked about that last week, and you guys, I'm sure, have talked about it every day about Andy Reid and his status. And then it's kind of like the assumption this is going to be the anointing, the official. Even though Mahomes won an MVP award, like, you're in a different class. You're revered when you win a Super Bowl, and then that he's the star quarterback. Like, Garoppolo's a name because of being with Tom Brady, but it's all about Mahomes and Andy Reid and that whole thing. And I'm happy for you guys. I'm excited. You're going to be in the belly of the beast in Miami with wall-to-wall, second-by-second, breathless coverage here on 610 Sports. And I'm happy for you guys, and I look forward to it. You gotta dress up silly when you go to media night, though, the opening night there, guys, because that's a tradition, so you got to continue the tradition.
I was a little bit worried when you said, and Jimmy Garoppolo is known for being with. I didn't know you were going to go with Tom Brady. Or these,
I have a feeling the rumor on the internet was that lady that he had a nice date with, that's a very professional actress in a certain movie genre, that she might show up at the Super Bowl, that someone's going to pay her from one of those companies she works for. So that, I don't know if you can bet on that or not, but yeah. Well, see, Garoppolo's infamous, Josh, right? He's infamous for that.
No, he definitely is. I mean, you know, you saw her last year talk about how because he went out on a date with her, she was going to go to the Super Bowl because everything she touches turns to gold. And lo and behold, if that's all it takes to get to a Super Bowl, why the hell weren't the Chiefs dating this chick a long time ago?
she'll have people lining up outside her home there. Yeah, absolutely. That's quite the tale, but I'm sure she'll make the rounds and do all the interviews. But it's just crazy. Jimmy Garoppolo, the odd thing about quarterback wins and all that, and the fact that he's in the Super Bowl and he attempted like less than 10 passes in the NFC Championship game. It's just crazy town. But here we are. Ta-da! Here we are in the Super Bowl.
No doubt about it. And do you get the sense like the San Francisco 49ers may be like the New England Patriots in a sense that only 49er fans are rooting for them and the rest of the world wants to see Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid win this thing?
Yeah, I would say the casual observer, but the Niners, you know, guys, because the Niners were great, you know, a million years ago in the 1980s, they had that dynasty with Bill Walsh and Montana and all those guys. Like, there's a lot of generational 49er fans. I was in Seattle when the Niners played the Seahawks that last game of the regular season, and I was surprised. Like, you know, there's so many Seahawks fans there, but there were a lot of 49er fans that made the trip up for that game. But I got to think that the crowd, now what are you guys hearing about? Like, are a lot of people going to be making the pilgrimage from Kansas City? I would think it's going to be more Kansas City people than 49er people, although it's all really 1% rich people that go to the Super Bowl. But if commoners can get in, I would think there would be more Chiefs fans than 49er fans.
Well, I think from what I hear, everywhere I've been this week, and we're at Thursday now, everywhere I've been, every meeting I've been to, every time I've been to the gym, there's always somebody saying, I'm going down to Miami. I don't have a ticket, but I'm going down to Miami. I want to be down there to watch the game in Miami. So I think there's going to be a lot. United, Delta, American, they all added mass amounts of flights nonstop to Miami to get people down there. So I think a lot of people are going to the Super Bowl, even though they may not have a ticket to the game.
Yeah, that's a smart move, actually, because you get a lot of the benefits, right? You get to feel the vibe in the city and all that and go to some of the events, and then you don't have to spend $4,000 or $5,000 on a ticket or whatever it is now in the secondary market. So Yeah, and they say this is tracking to be, I'm sure you guys have talked about, the most expensive Super Bowl ticket of all time, if the projections are correct, and where it's going to end up. So, yeah, I mean, you figure once every 50 years. Hopefully the Chiefs don't have to wait another 50 years to get back. But, if you can make it, if you have that kind of extra disposable income, well, I guess the other argument, guys, is that's why they invented credit cards, right? You can just run up your credit card bill.
Well, yeah, and then you can go refinance with Golden Oak Lending and call it a day, man. 913-890-GOLD.
Right. Hashtag ad.
Look at that. That's a slick. I like that. You work that in. That's a professional broadcaster right there.
They call me Paul Harvey.
I was going to say the new Paul Harvey sitting right next to you. You mentioned kind of the next, almost like the next phase of Patrick Mahomes. But if you stack an MVP season and then a Super Bowl championship in two straight seasons, I mean, you're on that rocket ship towards the sun.
Yeah, you are. You know, I don't like to get into those conversations because they annoy me. But you're correct. I mean, you're stacking up amazing accomplishments. And I saw a stat. One of the stat guys posted that Mahomes, he's only lost, I think, eight games. He's lost something like that as a starting quarterback. But he has the highest yards per pass attempt, and like even in losses, he's got the highest quarterback rating. Even though he's only lost a few games, small sample size, but. Yeah, I mean, he has been craziness. And to also think, guys, when he got hurt in that game, I think it was against the Broncos, and people were like, whoa, what's going on here? You know, is he going to be able to come back? And the fact that he's come back and got his legs back under him and he's playing at the level he's playing at right now, because there was a period of time when he came back early on, I was like, he didn't quite look like himself. But obviously that was nothing, and he's back to playing at that high level. So, yeah, had a little bit of a heart attack during the year. But to answer your question, Josh, yeah, I mean, I don't know historically who's up there. I know Roethlisberger got off to a huge start, but as far as, you know, stacking up MVP and then Super Bowl, that's rarefied air.
You know, Eli Manning announced his retirement yesterday, or the Giants announced his retirement for him yesterday. I think if you finish your career with two Super Bowls, that's where you want to be. That's Hall of Fame type material. If I were to tell you right now, guys, that Eli Manning's career would be a mirror image of what Patrick Mahomes is going to do, would that be good, or would that be something that you would think is a disappointment?
Yeah, I think it would be a disappointment. I know you're more of an Eli guy. I think Eli was highly overrated. I mean, he's an average quarterback. He never made an all-pro team and all that. I mean, Mahomes has already done more in a couple of years as a starting quarterback than Eli did over the bulk of his career. I mean, Eli never won an MVP award, was never an all-pro and all that. He was better at the beginning of his career, and then he kind of tailed off. I think the bar has to be higher for Mahomes. I mean, you know, you got to be somewhere in that. I hate saying Peyton Manning because I was down on him too, but Peyton Manning, or shoot for Drew Brees, but be better than that because he only won one Super Bowl. And hell, go after Brady. Why not? Brady's the gold standard.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, but six Super Bowls, I think, is ridiculous. And once Brady retires, I'm under the mindset of we've got to stop judging Super Bowl quarterback success based on Super Bowl success, because I don't think anybody's going to play as long as Manning and Brady did, and I don't think anybody's going to come close to winning as many Super Bowls as Tom Brady did.
Well, first of all, I think careers are going to continue for quarterbacks. It's fun playing quarterback. You make a lot of money playing quarterback, and they've changed all the rules to protect the quarterback. So if it continues, I think we will see long careers. But the problem I have with the Super Bowl thing is it's a team award. Like, you can be the greatest quarterback and be stuck with horrific defenses, you know, and just incompetent players around you, and you're not going to win. It's one of the things I often rant about in the middle of the night while everyone's sleeping about the Hall of Fame. It's the last criteria they look at. Hall of Fame's about individual greatness, and winning Super Bowls is about team greatness. Now, there are different levels, right? You can be along for the ride, like Trent Dilfer, and win a Super Bowl, or you can be the MVP and light up the stat sheet and put up gaudy numbers like Nick Foles did for the Eagles a couple of years ago. But there's obviously different degrees of it. There's, like, you know, 50 shades of gray or whatever for this kind of stuff. But I would tend to agree with you on the Super Bowl thing, because I think it's kind of silly when you think about how many things have to go right from a team perspective.
You mentioned Brady a little bit earlier. Has he moved into a neighborhood or another neighborhood closer to the Chargers just yet?
Why would he want to play for the Chargers? I mean, I can't imagine that he, after all of the love he's gotten in the New England States, that he wants to close out his career with the L.A. Chargers. I'm in L.A. I don't want to go to a Chargers game. I can't imagine Brady doing that. But he's rich, right? He used to have a place in Brentwood over here where O.J. used to live back in the day and stuff. So he's a real estate mogul with Giselle Brady. He'll be fine. I think there's a better chance he ends up somewhere like Tampa or the Tennessee Titans, somewhere like that.
Don't all quarterbacks, though, and star athletes at the end of their career do something stupid? Emmitt Smith with the Cardinals, Jerry Rice with the Broncos. You had Joe Montana finishing his career here. You had
stupid.
No, that's not a stupid one. But you had Namath finishing it with the Rams. I mean, like, we had a lot of these guys that you knew in one uniform think they can play a little bit longer and go somewhere else.
Yeah, listen, I'm not saying it's not going to happen because Brady and the guy is Alex Guerrero, his guru guy. I mean, these guys think that they've fixed the aging process and that Brady's going to come back and find the fountain of youth, and they're blaming the Patriot receivers and all that. And I think, didn't Johnny Unitas end his career with the Chargers?
I think that might have
happened also. I wouldn't want to see it, but listen, if Brady wants to keep playing, I mean, that's, why not? Somebody will give him a chance because he'll sell a ton of jerseys and a ton of tickets, I guess, but there's not a large base of Charger fans to buy Tom Brady jerseys. It's going to have to be a lot of people from Boston and the New England states to buy those jerseys.
No doubt. Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the weekend without football and get ready for Super Bowl week, my man.
All right, have fun, guys. Thank you.
Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio with us here on 610 Sports Radio. He does overnights, and you can hear him from, what does he go, from 1 to 5 overnight here in Kansas City.
At 8, the most important move to get where we are today. Next, a Chiefs hype song that I actually like, and one national guy maybe putting out bounties. We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Yo, we've waited 50 years for this. I'm 38 years old, and I've still waited 50 years for this. You ain't stopping this, baby. No way, not a chance. Yo. You're looking at the AFC champs, the new winner proof Chiefs kingdom that they just revamped. We chop with the tomahawk. It's freezing cold outside, but we about to make it hot like a Molotov. Bang! Tell the 49ers gang that we borderline insane. We sipping the champagne. We went on a campaign and deaded them. King Henry, we beheaded him. Tyreek Hill, catch him if you can. He running in the end zone and stretching out his hands. Sammy Watkins might take off and ever even land. And you know Travis Kelce is the man. Nico Hardman is running faster, but I'm coming at you like a honey badger. I split domes like Chris Jones, slamming quarterbacks and they end zone. Yeah, we the children of Andy Reid. We are the real kind of fans we bleed. We had to build on the land to breed a championship team with the skills and the hands and speed. We wear royal blue in the spring and summer, but men in the winter or fall, we are very red. And we can be 0-16, and we're still probably gonna go and get a poppin' at an arrowhead attack in the zone. We react with miraculous traction. We'll crack you and sack you at home. And I'm sharing this imagery like I am Eric B. Enemy's bags in the back, but the tones were immaculate, passionate. Walking right up in your stadium, trashing it, taking your check, and we cashing it, Holmes. Everybody make a little noise for the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, this is a tomahawk chop. Throw your hands up, we ain't never gonna stop. Coming at the enemy till everybody drop. We poppin'.
It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, we do it for the town. The city is a king. And we do it for the crowd. Everybody screaming, baby, listen to the sound. We coming.
It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, this is tomahawk chop. Throw your hands up, we ain't never gonna stop. Coming at the enemy till everybody drop. We popping.
It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
We do it for the town. The city is a kingdom, and we do it for the crowd.
I will now rap for 49 seconds without breathing. There is not a better quarterback just on the planet than the Magic Man Mahomes, the MVP, you understand it. He's a Kansas City legend, he's exciting, he's the best man. He was biting on the necks of all the Titans and the Texans. He can throw a perfect pass and put it right into your chest, man. It don't matter, he can get you with his right hand or his left hand. He can rush it to the end zone, he can jump right out of pocket. Got a cannon for an arm, it's like a rifle and a rocket. If you think another quarterback is like him, better stop it. He'll go psycho and attack you like a tiger. And the drive-ex had an injury this year, he persevered and gave it better. He's a leader and a star and he don't buckle from the pressure. Man, we're doing this for Derek, Tony, Priest, and then Lamar. And then we think about the 50 years of seasons in the garbage bin. We're putting on a cleat, you know it's time to play some ball. we gotta do this for Willie, Buck, and Bobby, even Jamal. We gotta conquer your attention, Kansas City, man. It's time to free the monster. Gonna win the Lombardi, get you a proper man. We're going to the Super Bowl, the Clemson City's here. You know the time is now. We gotta get revenge for 50 years where every single one of us has been suffering with a broken heart. We're doing it for Andy, gotta do it for the owner, Clark. Every single one of us, we gotta have belief. Everybody make some noise for the Kansas City Chiefs!
I love it. Man, I love it.
Mac Lethal.
Love it, 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 love it.
With a good one.
I think Bob likes it.
I do. Call Mac. Get him on the show tomorrow. Get him in the studio.
All right. Really, really good.
It's outstanding. How could it not? I mean, if you don't have goosebumps and fire it up after that thing, man, you're not living today. That was awesome. That may even wake some dead people up, man. That's awesome. That is the best one by far, and it's not even close. There isn't even a number two.
Red Kingdom last year. That was pretty good.
I'm talking this year. We're talking about the ones we've heard this year. This is outstanding. This is outstanding.
Well done. I love it, man.
Way to go.
You try to talk for 48 seconds. I can't do it. Let alone, I mean, I can't rap anyway. But
let's put 49 seconds on the clock.
Speaking, I was like out of breath for him at about 20 seconds, less than 20 seconds.
Yeah, I was winded just listening to it.
Can we put 49 seconds on the clock and see if I can talk like that real fast, real fast? I don't even know what to say.
That's right. Let alone having content for that long. I know.
Right.
I know. I think
that guy who calls us every Monday.
Oh, Dan?
Fast Talking Dan.
Fast Talking Dan. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys.
He can't.
His
aren't 48 second calls.
No, they're not even close to that.
I bet Fast Talking Dan could do it, though. He's like the micro machine.
You don't realize how long a minute is until you try to do something for a minute, you know, like hold your breath or count, or you're just like, a minute is a long period of time. And to talk like that for 49 seconds, good Lord.
I think he's putting a bounty out.
Who?
Mike Florio.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that guy from Excelsior Springs was back.
Not him yet. But basically, like the same vein, Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, you know, the way to stop Mahomes? Oh, you know, like hit him late. What?
At a certain level, I think that, and I want to be careful here because I'm not suggesting that they try to knock him out of the game. That's not what I'm saying.
That's what you're suggesting.
At a certain point, you trade the risk of 15 yards if you can send a message. And football is still a physical, violent game. If you can hit him, even if it's close to the sideline, even if he's maybe started into his slide, when the championship is riding on it, I think it's a different analysis. And yeah, we may give up 15 yards or half the distance to the goal line. I mean, that's the thing, Peter. If somebody had blown up Patrick Mahomes inside the five, okay, it goes from the four to the two. Right. Big deal. So again, I'm not saying that should be part of the deliberate effort, but the Super Bowl is riding on it. And if this guy's going to think that he can just run through the defense without any physical consequence, they need to dispel him of that notion the first time he tries.
Okay, Greg Williams. I mean, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying. No, it's exactly what you're saying. You're exactly what you're saying is advocating the 49ers to go out there and hurt somebody. And that's how losers approach games. Well, we've got no way to win this game, so we need to go out there and hurt the opposition. First and foremost, Patrick Mahomes is the new face of the NFL. If you go out there and hurt Patrick Mahomes, the NFL is coming for the San Francisco 49ers. They may shut down that operation. So don't even think about going out there and trying to hurt the face, the future, the franchise of the National Football League right now in a Super Bowl game. That's one of the most idiotic statements I've ever heard anybody at the national level utter. And maybe that's the problem with 2 weeks for the media in between the conference championships and the Super Bowl. We have time to stick our foot in our mouth and say asinine things. Mike Florio, right then and there, may have come up with the most ignorant comment leading up to the Super Bowl.
No, it's just acknowledgement, too, that you can't do anything.
Yeah, well, but
you can't do anything to really affect the guy.
Right.
We heard the other day, force Patrick Mahomes to fumble.
Yeah.
San Francisco's good at forcing fumbles. Force Patrick Mahomes to make a mistake. Except for he doesn't do that.
He doesn't fumble.
He doesn't fumble.
Well, we got nothing else, guys. Let's just go hurt the kid.
That felt like very hopeful to me. Like, oh, let's try to make him do something he hasn't done. Okay. Mm-hmm. This one is, well, you know what? It's 15 yards. It's the biggest game ever. You can go ahead and, you know,
spear him or something.
Spear guys who's sliding because, you know, that's going
to
help.
It's only 15 yards. If it goes to the four to the two, who cares?
Win a Super Bowl. What?
No, there's no guarantees that if you take a cheap shot on somebody, they're going to get hurt either. I mean, so why would you risk that? at as another team. That's just a cheap way to play and really a cheap way to go about, you know, talking about the Super Bowl. Well, San Francisco stands no chance, so they got to go out and hurt Patrick Mahomes. Like, Mike Florio sounds like an Astro. I mean, like that's something the Houston Astros would do. Go out there and play dirty and cheat. And that's what he's advocating for the San Francisco 49ers to do. It's a good thing he's not a coach of the San Francisco 49ers, and he's not going to be, you know, in that locker room giving out tips on ways to beat Kansas City.
No, because the NFL would actually come down on them. Well, they have before. That's Bounty Gate, essentially.
Yeah,
jeez,
it is.
I mean, go and affect the head. What?
And look at Mike Florio's a big face of the NFL, too. He's on that Sunday Night Football show in America. Like, he's a prominent figure in the NFL, and the NFL has one of their prominent figures out there in the media going out and advocating to hurt Patrick Mahomes to win a football game. And don't say you're not, because you are. And if you weren't saying it, you wouldn't even have brought it up.
Yeah, I have to be careful here.
That's a topic.
And I'm not saying, yeah, you are. No, you're exactly saying that.
That's exactly what you're saying. If you don't want to say it, then don't say it. Don't bring up that topic.
Everything's on the line. It's the biggest game. No holds barred. Everything goes.
Right. No.
Rules be damned.
Mm-hmm.
Just go ahead and spear a quarterback. I mean, that's a way to get him out of there.
Right. Even if it is first and goal, it's only half the distance, and you're only going to gain 2 yards. That's the most idiotic, ridiculous take that I've ever heard. That's a Greg Williams take.
Damon Bruce, 95.7 The Game in San Francisco, our sister station, joined us a little bit earlier in the show today, and he called the Niners-Chiefs the perfect Super Bowl matchup.
Well, it fits together unbelievably well here. It obviously fit together unbelievably well in Kansas City. I mean, I've never quite seen a quick strike offense quite like that. And this defense, as smothering and nasty as it is maybe the only defense in the NFL built to even to try to slow that down. I mean, if you told me the Kansas City Chiefs were going to be in the Super Bowl, I'd say there's probably no team that's going to beat them in the Super Bowl, except for maybe the Niners. So if the Niners get there, they'd have a problem. Because that defense in the running, in the history of Super Bowls, if you took the team with the best defense and running game, you had a pretty good shot at winning that bet. And I think that the Niners are the only team existing in the NFC who can put a defense and a running game scary enough down to make the Chiefs nervous.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Not that I expected whoever the Chiefs were going to meet was going to roll over.
Right.
This looks like an interesting matchup. We heard from Dick Vermeil earlier, who joined us on the show yesterday about the way they run the football and the counteracting the Chiefs might have to do defensively to deal with that. So I like the, as we start to get closer and closer to the X's and O's, which they're fully deep in, but we quite aren't yet. I like the chess matchup that could be ahead in this.
Yeah,
one.
Ryan, schedule Florio for the row, please, next week, so we can talk to him about those comments.
Get on that, too. I'll jot that down.
Nick Costos, our Radio.com betting insider, brought to you by the new Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. He's coming up at 8:15 to get the lay of the land on Super Bowl betting early on. Coming up, the kids going international. Next.
This dude is a savage.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
First chance to win $1,000 coming up at 8:30. We'll also talk with Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports, our 610 Sports Radio NFL insider, coming up.
It's Thursday already, huh?
8:35. It is Thursday already.
Is this week moving fast for you?
Yes,
it really
flying
is.
Along.
Yeah.
Flying along.
That's a good thing.
It was like it took 4 days to meet.
We discussed this earlier in the week. Patrick Mahomes has moved to the front of the list in terms of jersey sales, right? He's the most popular NFL player now.
Was this in the news?
It was in the news. We talked about it. Past Tom Brady. He's the new flavor, right, of the NFL. But I love this as well. Saw this via at KC 2026 World Cup. That's our
cool
official.
Cool Twitter follow, yeah. By the way.
That's our bid Twitter account, right? For Kansas City.
Is that thing still being talked about? Like, what's going on with that? I haven't heard anything about the World Cup lately.
Well, they're still under process, and hopefully
they're getting the ducks in a row, but they'll circle back.
Why can't they act like the Big 12 and rule right away?
Yeah, no. We got to bribe them and stuff.
Bob Bowles on that.
Oh, we got to scratch a check is
yeah,
what you're
all
saying.
That stuff. No. But 15's going international. He has a chance not just to be like a NFL star, but possibly a world star, Fesco.
Yeah, he really
already
does.
This has happened. Antoine Griezmann, you might say, never heard of him.
Yeah,
soccer fans have. He's a
grease man.
Yeah,
he's basically is this like the man. Greased up deaf
yeah,
guy
the
from
grease man.
The grease
yeah,
man.
Just a grease man. Won the World Cup with France.
plays for, I don't know.
Oh, the headbutting guy? Zinedine
no,
Zidane?
No, that's not him.
No, different guy.
Plays for Barcelona as well. Two pretty high-profile things on your resume.
Barcelona.
Plays for Barcelona. Has won a World Cup. He's now tweeted out himself wearing a Patrick Mahomes jersey.
That's nice. I like
and
it.
And added at Chiefs.
Yeah, but it's not just the fact that he's wearing the Patrick Mahomes jersey. It's the video that is included in it that takes it to a different level. That's the boss video, man. Like, he's walking into some facility or something with the Mahomes jersey on to the tomahawk chop.
Yeah.
Like, it is pretty spectacular.
I'm like, the kid's going international.
Yeah, man. It's awesome, right? It's really like, cool. The whole thing that he put up is awesome.
Face of the league. We know the impact on the world, I guess the world Q rating.
Yeah.
From soccer players. Not necessarily always in America, but from a world perspective, every time you see the most popular, world's richest, or whatever, they're all soccer players, right?
Right, yes.
And one of the top players in Europe is wearing a Mahomes jersey.
That's awesome.
I assume this pissed off the you're not a real fan crowd, right?
Oh, I would imagine.
The bandwagon fan crowd?
Yes, absolutely. But this is a good thing. I mean, like I don't understand like why you don't want more people.
Buckle the hell up.
You know, it's the same crowd that complains we don't get enough love on national TV, right? We don't get enough love. I don't want a bandwagon fan. Where do you stand on it then?
In the middle. You need to beat me there.
You know, like, I want everybody to be on the Chiefs bandwagon. I want everybody around the world to be a Chiefs fan. I want everybody to wear a Patrick Mahomes jersey. That's good for Kansas City. That's good for all of us. The more publicity we get, the better we do. The more people know about us, the more attractive Kansas City becomes. The bigger Kansas City grows, the more important Kansas City gets. Like, it's a good thing to have people all of a sudden looking around going, that's pretty cool. I want to be a part of that. I want to be a Chiefs fan. How could you not want to be a Chiefs fan? Like, if you don't have a horse in this race and you're not a San Francisco 49er fan, I would imagine everybody else is looking around going, I'm rooting for Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Look at the way they play. They're fun. I'm rooting for Andy Reid. I want to be part of that. That's the fun team to be rooting for this time around. Like, I feel like we're going into the Super Bowl and we're kind of playing like a New England Patriots team. Only Patriot fans are going to root for the Patriots. Now, only 49er fans are going to root for the 49ers. Everybody else is going to be rooting for their opponent and for the Chiefs. I think it's going to be overwhelming. Overwhelming how many people around the country, you know, when they show the maps of who you're rooting for in the Super Bowl and whatnot, I think it's going to be a sea of red for 49 states except for one, and that's going to be California, obviously, going for the 49ers. But I think everybody's going to be on board, both stateside and abroad, rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Sea of maroon? Is that what that
I guess
is?
It would be a maroon color, yeah.
So that's an international billboard from a guy that's got, like, you know, 7,000... or 7 million Twitter followers and is an international star.
That's pretty sweet.
And he's wearing a Mahomes jersey, yeah, and walking to Tomahawk Chop.
Right.
I mean, I thought we reached the pinnacle, like the summit of this mountain, when the Pope got the
well, the Pope jersey. Was the top.
I'm just saying.
Bibbidi-bobbidi.
Everybody.
I'm the Pope. I got a Patrick Mahomes jersey.
Everybody's on board with this thing, which is pretty
it's
cool.
It's awesome. One other thing from that Twitter account that we didn't get to. Kansas City is the only city to host multiple NFL conference championships, MLB league championships, and MLS conference finals in the past decade. The only city to do that.
To host multiples.
Yeah, to host multiples of all three
we
sports.
We can put on events. It's not a big deal.
Well, we had our teams actually, you know, live up to what we can do.
Our teams are in it. We're sports crazy, and we can put on events.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Hey,
man.
FIFA.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, FIFA. Hello, FIFA.
Let's get this done.
How much do you need?
Alex Gordon's on his way back to the Royals on a one-year, $4 million deal. Announced yesterday by the Royals. Danny Duffy dropped by with Cody and Gold yesterday here on 610 Sports Radio to discuss Gordon's return.
That guy's our captain. That guy's our guy, man. And he works unbelievably hard. He sets an example for the young guys, and he's been... I mean, last year was unreal, man. It was really cool to kind of see him, you know, back. And this year is going to be great, too. So we're all excited in that clubhouse, and it's going to be great to see him again.
Meanwhile, Jeffrey Flanagan, MLB.com, Royals.com, tweets out, Whit Merrifield, who lockers next to Alex Gordon, tells me, quote, I can't tell you how excited we are to have him back. Probably the second greatest player ever to wear a Royals uniform.
Mm-hmm.
What he means to this team and the city goes beyond numbers. He instantly makes any team better.
Balboni being number one?
Second greatest player ever to wear a Royals uniform.
Yeah, that's pretty high praise from Whit Merrifield. I mean, and Whit coming strong with the quotes. I mean, that's a strong quote. And you think about it, you know, initially, and you're like, no, I think Alex Gordon does fall into that category. I mean, we've talked about it for a couple of years now, what the statue of Alex Gordon is going to look like outside of Kauffman Stadium. You know, probably the number one finger up as he's rounding first base with the obviously the big home run in game one. That's kind of
I'd be fine with a crashing into the wall.
That's a hard statue to make, though. Let's just go with the biggest home run.
You put the wall up, and then you just crash
it. I don't think it would be a good looking statue. I think the home run that he hit against the Mets is his moment.
Oh, then you could run into the wall with Gordon.
Well, maybe
it's a great photo.
I think you do a threefer. You do a three statue. You do that one. You do him hosing somebody out, right? So you got him in throwing motion, and then you have the home run.
The home run is
how about him stopping at third?
No.
As long as you have Jersley with his arms up.
So you just have like a whole bunch of statues.
Just get a picture of him not hustling out of the box.
Yeah, you could do that too. Yeah. Here's the Alex Gordon statue park at the new ballpark in East Village, and you just create the Alex Gordon statue park out there. And
it should definitely sit right next to the Salvador Perez statue. That's a water spectacular.
That's right.
Where he's dumping the Gatorade bucket. You can go get a nice photo.
Do you find it interesting that he's already waived his no trade clause though?
I do. It was weird because
interesting. Yeah, footnote to that.
Last
one. He's a 10-5 player, which means he could veto any trade.
Anything. Yeah.
And
which means 10 years in the big leagues, 5 with one team.
And so he could veto any trade. He has waived that.
Yeah, he has waived that no trade clause. So he technically could be traded at any point in time. And I saw something from Dayton yesterday that said, yeah, he wants to win. He's a winner. You know, we're not anticipating trading Alex Gordon at this point in time. But if it comes down to it, you got the option there to go win another ring one last time, yeah, you're probably going to want it.
Tea leaves, it doesn't make any sense, though, because last year it was, I can't see myself playing anywhere other than Kansas City.
Right.
This year the return is, well, it's all about winning for Alex Gordon. I'm like, well, no offense to the Kansas City Royals, but if it's all about winning, then why did you sign in Kansas City?
Well,
it seems like there were other teams that had interest and expressed interest. And look, I'm not saying that the Royals don't have a brighter future ahead in the next year or two, but at the current moment, it doesn't seem to be about that right now here in Kansas City. Like, you're not going to be competing at a high level, at least not in my mind.
Well, there's
next season.
There's negotiations that take place with every contract, in sports and in life. And so I'm sure there was something that Alex negotiated in or whatever to talk about. But I think the Royals really want him here because by the time June rolls around, guys, like when June 15th rolls around, we are going to see a lot of the future here in Kansas City. And you want Alex Gordon to be here with those guys to show them the ropes of the big league level, to be a conduit to the past when they won world champions, to show like, hey, this can be done here in Kansas City. You want him here for that. You want him to kind of, break the ice with the young guys, get him up here. And then when the trade deadline rolls around, if he can be a piece that you can trade to get better.
Those are kind of at the same time.
You got about a month and a half. I mean, the trade deadline's the end of July.
But again, I go back to last year of him saying, well, I can't envision myself playing anywhere other than Kansas City. Like, it's... It just seems like a strange turn of opinion in a matter of, 9 months?
Because last year I told him to go win. Like, he should want to go and win somewhere at the tail end and go chase it. That's fine. It does seem like now he's like, okay, yeah, I guess that was right. I'll go chase it if the opportunity presents itself.
Human beings are allowed to change their opinions. As a matter of fact, sometimes we encourage you to
sometimes in offseason when you're out of the moment, you think about it, you go, man, I would like to win one more win. I'd like to be in that October moment, but I really want to stay in Kansas City. I'll sign a deal with the Royals, but I'll waive my no trade clause. If they want to trade me, I'd love to have an opportunity to get a ring. Things change when you're in the offseason. Yep.
I feel like there's a little pivot there. I'm with you, Ryan, but I think it's probably the appropriate one.
It just seems
weird. Well, why can't your mind change and your take change on things like that?
I mean, that is a 180 change.
Sure it is, but sometimes you ponder.
I want to stay in Kansas City. I can't see myself playing anywhere else. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and sign a cheap deal, and if you want to trade me off as a trade piece like you did, like we're treating him like John Jay now? Is this what we're doing?
Kind of the same deal, right? Hey. 1 year, $4 million, see you later. Yeah.
That's hard for me to get to. It's a hard spot for me to get to.
I think sometimes things change, and you realize your own mortality, and it's good because most athletes don't. Most athletes are told when to leave. Alex Gordon is looking at it and going, yeah, I got one more opportunity. Let's go do this.
Coming up at 8:30, your first chance to win $1,000. Be listening for that keyword. The most important move that got us here. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.